masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny, dear brothers and sisters, all over the world. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. If you have been following us in our previous sessions and series of shows that we have presented to you, in this series of shows, we are trying to focus on the doubts or misconceptions on the topic of Mahdawiyya or Mahdism, or the concept of the Savior. Like always, we have invited respected scholar, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, from Qom Seminary Schools, to help us answering the question that we pose here. So, Sheikhna, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show, and many thanks for accepting the invitation.
Wa alaikum salam and thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. It has been said that after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, all the blessings and bounties will go to the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, that is the Shias. So, indirectly, I want to say that this claim wants to say that Imam Mahdi will reappear only for the sake of the school of Ahlul Bayt, then this is something that looks ridiculous to some extent, because we have already discussed that Imam Mahdi is a concept which exists in different religions and different denominations, and all the religions, divine, Abrahamic, and even non-Abrahamic religion are waiting for the last savior to come. So how come that we actually dedicate all the blessings and bounties that will come to the humankind and mankind at the time of his reappearance will go to the Shias? This is something quite illogical, but let's see what is the root of such a claim and where it is rooted from, and then to see what is a logical and at the same time a scientific answer to such a claim. We all believe that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the Imam of the age, will come to save the whole mankind, the whole human beings, not only the Shias. He's the Imam of all the inhabitants of the earth, as the Holy Prophet was the prophet of human beings and mankind. So he is going to be the successor of the Holy Prophet. How come he wants to actually just manage the affairs of the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt? We need to answer it, because it has been raised and it has to be answered.
This Wahhabi scholar claims that at the time of the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, first of all, he calls his reappearance as a kind of niqmah or punishment for the people. And then he explains that while all the non-Shias are in fear and terror, the Shias, the companions of the Imam, they are enjoying a life full of pleasures, bounties, and blessings. He mentions some narrations that, for example, when they go toward the city of Kufa, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, through a miracle, gives them, he strike with his stick on a stone. Then through that, there would be different kinds of food and drinks, and his companions will have good time eating and drinking.
Yeah.
And according to some other narrations, when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, all the properties and wealth of the earth are gathered, and he will give them so much to his companions that is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. According to some other narrations, he claimed that every month he will give sustenance to his companions. Every year he will give twice many properties to his companions, so much so that after some time the Shia will not find any poor person to give him or her charity.
Yeah.
Now,
so let me claim, Sheikh, that I give my share to the others.
Now, the point is that some of the narrations that he has mentioned are true, and but his understanding from his narrations is not true. Let me clarify it more. The image that he gives the readers is that, the readers of his book, is that the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, na'udhu billah, are, I mean, people of pleasure, people who are seeking pleasure, they are seeking for good foods and drinks, and they will go through no difficulty and problem. According to him, as soon as Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, all the Shia will have a very good life, there is no hardship, they will have so much sustenance, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will give them so much properties and wealth. And this is the first claim. And the second claim is that those blessings which are mentioned in the narrations are only for the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and other people have no share in that. So these are two claims and we need to answer them. The first claim was that, as I mentioned, the companions of the Imam, they are men of pleasure only, na'udhu billah, and they will go through no difficulty. Unfortunately, again, this is a kind of fake narration of the real story at the time of the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. When we read the narrations about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, we see some astonishing and surprising narrations describing the difficulties that these people will suffer. So true. We know that when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, of course, many people, according to some narrations, the majority of the people of the world will accept him as a savior, as the promised Mahdi, as the savior in Judaism and Christianity and other religions. But at the end of the day, there would be a war between Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam and his followers and those enemies of the Imam. Now, who is going to help Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam? These companions. So they will have a very tough time. Let me just share a few narrations in this regard to explain and clarify the fact that after the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, his companions, they will go through a very difficult time. In one narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says that it is as if I see the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, his companions are around him in Najaf, and they have no sustenance, their clothes are worn out. And of course, then Imam admires these people in terms of spirituality. Again, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam admires these people and their courage. But then he says that they will protect Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam with their soul and body. They will accept whatever he says. Some of them, they will not sleep at night, and so on and so forth. And again, Bashir, one of the companions of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, says that, he says to the Imam that when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, everything will be arranged automatically for the Imam, and there would be no bloodshed. Again, let me put emphasis on the fact that there are some exaggerations about the bloodshed at the time of the reappearance of the Imam, but no one can reject the fact that at the end of the day, there will be a war and bloodshed to some extent. So this companion of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam tells him that I've heard
again,
that...
Sheikh, before you continue, well, where did this concept and notion of bloodshed have come into this series, in these discussions? Again, is there anything, again, that, I don't know, a hadith a week or something like that, that actually strengthens this concept that actually it is even some to some extent overwhelming in the minds of even the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, that Imam will come and start a great bloodshed? This is what I want you to, inshallah, briefly answer after a short break, Sheikh.
Sure.
And dear brothers and sisters, we shall get back to you in a few seconds. Join us then, please.
Wherever you be,
welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You are still listening to The Last Savior from IRB English Radio, and our discussion concerning the blessings and bounties that Imam Ali Salam actually prefers showers over others and gives them more, privileges at the time of his reappearance. And this is the main topic of discussion. But the Sheikh was explaining and actually referring to a point concerning the bloodshed that will happen at the time of Imam. I just asked Sheikh to, between the parentheses, very shortly tell us where from this concept of bloodshed has actually entered the hadith and narrations and the history that we all think that the advent of Imam equals the bloodshed among the Muslims or in the whole earth. So if you make it brief, we'd be thankful, Sheikh.
I think one of the previous sessions, we talked about those narrations explaining the rahmah and compassion of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. I think in that program, I refer to the fact that unfortunately this aspect of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam has not been explained mm-hmm. to the people, and maybe it is the duty of the scholars to do that. So it is true that, as I mentioned, the war is inevitable. There would be a war, there would be bloodshed, but not, as you mentioned, the way that many people, even the followers of the school of the Ahlul Bayt, they think. Mm-hmm. And the other point is that the narrations talking about the mercy and compassion of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam toward all the people, mm-hmm. there are many in number. And so the point is that, again, I believe that people have heard a part of this story.
Very true.
They have not heard those narrations talking about the compassion and mercy of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and they need to be explained by the scholars and the preachers. Again, I don't want to say that there would be no war, no bloodshed, but the majority of the people will help Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. The point is that the enemy of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam at that time, we may call it today's superpowers. So they are powerful. I mean, they are not going to be defeated overnight. No, mm-hmm. there would be a severe fight between the Imam and these enemies who are maybe enjoying all these new technologies. Mm-hmm. Although they are in minority, but the fight is, a serious one.
Yeah.
So there would be bloodshed, there would be fighting, but not, as you mentioned, we should not have this impression. As soon as we think about the time of the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, mm-hmm. we think of bloodshed, violence, and so on and so forth. No, the compassion and mercy of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam toward the majority of the people is mentioned in the narrations. Only those people, those enemies, they know the truth, but they reject the truth. According to many narrations, when Christians see Jesus coming and helping Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, they all will accept Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. So no one among the Christians will fight Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Rather, they will help him. Right. So the enemy is in minority, but the fighting is inevitable and there. So to all these two dimensions of the Imam's conduct should be explained. As you rightly mentioned, maybe there has been more emphasis on the part of violence and bloodshed and fight mm-hmm. and not on the other part.
Okay, Sheikh, many thanks. Let's actually continue this discussion in our next session, because the time is almost over and actually we have even exceeded some seconds of the show. And you, respected listeners, we will get back to you with the rest of our discussion and inshallah and even with more doubts and misconceptions to be answered in our upcoming session. Please join us then again. I hope you enjoyed the show. Till then, I'll leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin al-Hassan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.
Yeah.